Jim says he's in the treasure hunting business. He's looking for items that are worth tens of thousands of dollars, and they're buried in the desert rangeland near his home. What he finds may well take a track hoe to unearth, but the discovery is well worth it. What's he hunting? It's next on the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jim Gray's work is a little like hunting for that proverbial needle in a haystack.
We mine them. It's like a treasure hunt. Go out every day, you dig. Sometimes you get some, sometimes you won't. It's sort of like fishing.
So what is he searching for?
Sometimes you hit one log, and sometimes you won't get anything. And in days, you'll find a dozen of them right in one place.
Those logs are petrified wood on property he owns near Holbrook, Arizona. Some of what he finds is very large and very heavy.
It's 168 pounds a cubic foot. And we've got some pieces out here that it takes a track hoe to pick it up, where one piece was a full semi-load. And it's all it wanted to haul.
He has a retail store, Jim Gray's Petrified Wood Company. It has a 15,000-square-foot showroom with just about any type of item a person may want.
We try and be paired with anything from a quarter to $50,000, depending on what they want. There's whole logs that... If they're a cutting log and we cut petrified wood tables and that, they can be worth $100,000 or so, but they're rare to find.
You'll find some very large pieces of petrified wood here, but Jim says it's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, I would say about 2% of the logs that we dig are capable of being cut into tables.
There's a lot here, but the quest continues.
My son-in-law, he's heads of crew, and they're always digging. We always got to have one more.
Jim's been in business for several decades and is always glad to share the story of the wood and minerals he discovers and sells. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.